Begin my talk this morning by reading one of Shindan Shonin's poems. This is one that we very often chant in the mornings at 8:30 when we do our Shoshinge and Wasan chanting. Shindan Shonin no Wasan wo itadakimasu. Please join me in Gassho. Gassho wo onegai shimasu. The liberating wheel of light is without bound. Each person it touches, it is taught, is freed from attachments to being and non-being. So take refuge in Amida, the enlightenment of non-discrimination. Gedatsu no kōrin kiwa mo nashi. Kōu ga furu mono ga mina. Umu o hanaru to nobeta mo. Byōdō gaku ni kimyō seyo, namandabutsu, 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 namandabutsu. Good morning, everyone. Minasan, ohayou gozaimasu. Welcome to our first Dharma service for the month of May. This is another special month for us in our Jodo Shinshu tradition. We have a special observance this month coming up in next week. No, 2 weeks. 2 weeks time, we'll have our one of our very special services. Does anyone know what our special service for the month of May is? Gotane, that's right. That's right. Gotane, Gotane. Of course, next week we'll have our Hatsumairi and our Mother's Day service, but our special Jodo Shinshu service for this month is Gotane. Does anyone know what Gotane service is about? Does anybody know? It's somebody's birthday. Whose birthday? Do you know, Kate? Shindan Shonin's birthday, that's right. It's Shindan Shonin's birthday this month. So last month we had a special birthday. Whose birthday was it last month? The Buddha's birthday. That's right. Shakyamuni Buddha's birthday. This month is Shindan Shonin's birthday. So we have Shakyamuni Buddha. We have a statue of him here somewhere. Or not Shakyamuni Buddha, rather Shindan Shonin. We have a picture of Shindan Shonin here in our temple. Do you know where the picture of Shindan Shonin is? Can anyone point to it? And point to it. Some of you, yeah, that's right, Miles. It's right here, right here. Shindan Shonin is just to the right of the Buddha. So this month, during our services, we'll be talking about Shindan Shonin and his life. And his life. So you can see Shindan Shonin. What do you notice about him? What is he wearing? What kind of clothes is Shindan Shonin wearing? Yeah, that's right, that's right. He's wearing Buddhist robes. Buddhist robes. He's wearing Buddhist robes. That's right, just like mine, because Shindan Shonin was a Buddhist monk. But do you think he was born as a Buddhist monk? Was he a Buddhist monk when he was a baby? No. No, he became a Buddhist monk. Does anyone know how old he was when he became a Buddhist monk? Anyone know? How old was I? I was 31 when I became a Buddhist minister. Shindan Shonin was a lot younger than me. Do you know, Nicole?
Like 15.
What, 15? 15? He was younger than 15. He was younger than 15. Yeah, do you know, Kate? He was 9. That's right. Do we have any 9-year-olds here? Yeah, we've got a few 9-year-olds. Would you like to become a Buddhist nun, Aoki? No? No? So Shindan Shonin was this very special boy. How many people when they're 9 years old, how many people when they're a full-grown adult want to become a Buddhist monk? But Shindan Shonin, he became a Buddhist monk at 9 years old. 9 years old. And it's said that there are many different explanations, but it's said that Shindan's father, and he had four brothers, and all four of his brothers, including himself, they all became Buddhist monks around the same time. His dad became a monk first, and then Shindan went to live with his uncle. Said he went to live with his uncle. So he's living with his uncle, and then his uncle took Shinran to become a Buddhist monk. So I want to talk today about why it was that just as a 9-year-old boy, Shinran became a Buddhist monk. So has anyone here ever had an argument with somebody? Have you ever had an argument? Yeah? Miles, who did you have an argument with? With your dad? Okay. How about you, Kate? Who did you have an argument with? With your brother? Okay. Okay. So sometimes we have arguments with people. Sometimes we disagree. Sometimes we disagree. Has anyone here ever seen two grown-ups having an argument? Yeah? Yeah? I see a lot more hands go up for some reason. Right? Right? Yeah? So, Kaylee, who have you seen arguing? You've seen your parents arguing? Okay. Okay. You're probably not the only one in this room who's had that experience, right? How about you, Kate? Your parents? Okay. Okay. Sometimes people argue with people who aren't in their family, right? Sometimes people argue with people who aren't in their family. Have you ever had seen people get in an argument at school? At school. Yeah, sometimes people get in arguments with people at school. They disagree. Right? Right? Who did you see get in an argument at school, Miles? Okay, so a boy was picking on your best friend. How did you feel about that boy? You felt bad about him, right? So when somebody picks on our friends, we feel bad about it. We get mad. Yeah, Dioma, how about you? He argues at pre-K, doesn't he? Yeah. I hear that at your school sometimes there's a game people play called Attack the Girls. Yeah? Right? So all the boys get together and they chase after the girls. Yeah, sometimes people do things like that. So sometimes people get together in groups and argue, right? Groups of people will argue with each other. And people will say that I wasn't even part of the original argument, but this person was picking on my friend. Or this group of people, they disagree with the group of people that I belong to. And so then even though you weren't in that part of that original disagreement, then you get dragged into it, right? Has anybody here been dragged into an argument before? Yeah, I see some hands going up. Sometimes we get dragged into arguments. Well, do you know what? This has been happening for thousands of years. Thousands of years. This was happening in Shinran Shonin's time with his own family. His father was part of a group. They were part of a group that was connected with a big group called the Minamoto family, or the Genji. Genji, those of you who've studied some Japanese history maybe have heard of the Genji clan or the Minamoto family. And there was another family called the Taira family, or the Heishi or Heike family. So there are two famous works of Japanese literature, the Genji Monogatari and the Heike Monogatari. So they're about these two really big, powerful Japanese families. And you know what? They didn't like each other. And they fought because they wanted to be in control. They wanted to be in charge. Does anyone here like to be in charge? Yeah, sometimes it's fun to be in charge. And they wanted to be in charge of all of Japan, the whole country. And so they were fighting and fighting. And sometimes the Taira family won, sometimes the Minamoto family won, but around the time that Shinran Shonin was born, the Minamoto family was losing. And around the time that Shinran was 9 years old, it was very dangerous to be part of the Minamoto family. The Taira family was really, really picking on the Minamoto family. So it was decided that the only safe thing for men who were part of this Minamoto group was to become a Buddhist monk. Because if you became a Buddhist monk, then you left the world. You left society. And you were no longer, it was like leaving the groups. You were no longer part of the group. And so Shinran's family decided, let's all leave the groups. Let's all leave the groups. And so Shinran, his father first left the group and went to become a Buddhist monk. Shinran went to live with his uncle. And then his uncle said, you know what, it's time for you to also leave the group because it's not safe. Even though you're just 9 years old, you're going to get dragged into this fight. And so it's time for you to leave this world of fighting and go become a Buddhist monk. So he took him to a temple called Shodenin. Shodenin, it's in Kyoto. He took him to this, Shinran's uncle took him to this temple, and they got to the temple, and the head monk of the temple, his name was Jien. Jien said, you know, welcome to the temple. Why are you here? Said, we would like, this young boy wants to become a Buddhist monk. And you know what Jien probably thought? He thought, he's only 9 years old. I bet he wants to play. I bet he wants to run around. I don't think he wants to be a Buddhist monk. It's a lot of hard work to be a Buddhist monk. And so he said, I'm not sure. Why don't we sleep on it? Come back tomorrow. And he looked Shinran right in the eye and said, if you really want to be a Buddhist monk, come back tomorrow, and then we'll do the ceremony, and you can become a Buddhist monk. Okay, because he didn't think Shinran really wanted to do it. He thought that maybe Shinran's uncle was making him do it. He thought that surely Shinran didn't want to do this for himself. But then Shinran, he sat down and he picked up a brush and he wrote a poem. He was 9 years old, but he was really good at writing. And he wrote a poem. He wrote, for him who counts on tomorrow, like the fragile cherry blossom, tonight unexpected winds may blow. So I'll read it again. It said, for him who counts on tomorrow, like the fragile cherry blossom. You know, cherry blossoms, the flowers are very fragile. It said, tonight unexpected winds may blow. So Shinran had enough of this world of fighting. And he said, I've seen lots of trouble happen. One day we thought something was fine, and the next day we had a big problem. And so I'm ready right now. I know that you can't count on tomorrow. The things that you need to do today, you better do it right now. You better do it today. Because you can't wait for tomorrow. You don't know what might happen. When Jien read this poem, he realized this boy has been through a lot. This boy has seen a lot in his life. This boy understands what it means to become a Buddhist monk. And so he welcomed Shinran into the temple. He welcomed him to join the temple and to become a monk. And so it said that Shinran then, that very night, he became a monk. So this is a story about, in a way, kind of the start of our tradition. Shinran's decision to leave this world of fighting. He didn't want to be part of this world of fights and arguments anymore. So he went into this special world of being a Buddhist monk. And this tells us, it tells us what kind of place a temple is. It's a place where we leave behind all of our arguments and disagreements about the world and who's in my group and who's in that group. And we come in here and we realize that we're all people, all together. That was Shinran's wish when he became a Buddhist monk, was to set aside all of our fighting and arguing. And you know what Shinran realized later in his life? That you don't need to stay in the temple to leave that world of fighting behind. Later in life, Shinran came back into the world. He returned to the world, and he lived among the common people, but he still held on to that heart, that understanding that we don't fight with each other, but rather we cooperate, we're patient with each other, we're kind to each other, and that all of this fighting amongst ourselves is just foolishness. So even though we live in this world, we turn our minds to the world of the Buddha, just as Shinran began to do at the age of 9. We turn our back away from the world of fighting, but we live amidst it. We live in this world where people argue and fight. We live in maybe our families, maybe our schools. Sometimes people always disagree, but we find that in the end, they can come back together. And that's the spirit, the heart of Namo Amida Butsu. We realize this life is too precious to spend our time fighting with each other. Our time together is so short. Let's not get distracted by our disagreements, but always turn our minds toward the Buddha, always hear the Dharma, always live in gratitude. In the words, Namo Amida Butsu. まあ、親鸞聖人が9歳の時に、とっても幼い時に出家をされたと言われていますね。で、その出家をされた理由というのは、こういう、いくさつ争いの中の世の中で、親鸞聖人のご家族がそれに巻き込まれて、で、親鸞聖人がこういう在家のままで危ないと言われて、じゃあ出家しようと家族の男性全員がお坊さんになったんですね。で、親鸞聖人が得度を行く僧侶お寺に入るときに、そのお寺の住職さんの慈円さんが、まだ早いですから、まだ今夜遅い、若いし、また明日考えようと言ったら、親鸞聖人は次のように読みましたね。明日ありと思い心のあだ桜、弱に嵐が不可のものかはというんですね。というのは、明日があるかと確実に言えないんですね。だからこの争いの中に暮らせるのではなくて、今こそ仲良しして、今こそこの争いの世界から出ようという心ですね。私たちがこの世の中に暮らす中でも、この争いの心から仏様の大慈悲の心に向きを変えて念仏の中に暮らせるのは、親鸞聖人がそのお手本であるということでございます。So I'll conclude by once again reading 親鸞聖人's wasan that expresses the heart of this teaching. 合唱をお願いします。Please join me in 合唱。The liberating wheel of light is without bound. Each person it touches, it is taught,is freed from attachments to being and non-being. So take refuge in Amida, the enlightenment of non-discrimination. Namo Amida Butsu. 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 Thank you very much.